We've been talking to Steve Kiefer for a very long time, founder of the Kiefer Foundation. You know the story. Lost his son, Mitchell. Mitchell going back up to school at MSU. Another student going to MSU, from what I remember of the story. Behind him, unfortunately, she was on her phone texting and doing things, allegedly, and didn't see that Mitchell and the traffic in front of him had come to a complete stop. She hit him, knocked him into the other lane. He was killed. And that tragedy began a journey by this guest, Steve Kiefer, to try to prevent this sort of thing from happening to any other family. And Steve, I know there are this whole idea of the zero highway-related fatalities, and car companies have been trying that, suppliers have been trying that, everyone has been. It's a very tough way to go, the concept of Vision Zero that originated in Sweden during the 90s. These numbers, unfortunately, some of them continue to go up. Steve, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Paul W., and thanks for keeping this important story in front of all of your listeners for these last, unfortunately, going on 8 years. I really appreciate your support.
Seems hard to believe it was 8 years ago. Mm. But what you have done in those 8 years is rather incredible. I mean, we've seen other family members get involved when someone loses their life for an illness, sickness, accident, whatever. But you've taken it to a whole other level. You've included millions and millions of people and millions of dollars to work on this national yet preventable crisis, in your own words, in a the automotive news editorial that you wrote, or column.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you bringing up this concept of a road to zero. You know, in the auto industry, we talk about the road to zero in a couple of different ways. Sometimes we talk about a road to zero emissions, and this is all about the growth and the implementation of electric vehicles. And I won't get into the political debate on that. But as you know, we've got a goal of, you know, 50% EVs by the end of the decade. And the industry is spending hundreds of billions of dollars to get to that goal. When you move over to the other road to zero, which is a world of zero fatalities, not that we aren't doing hard work in that sense, but nobody's willing to step up and say 30% by 2030 or 50% by 2030. And I do believe when you set goals like that, it actually motivates people to come up with initiatives that will support the goals. And that's really what we're trying to do with this 30 by 30 initiative.
Well, and prioritizing traffic safety actually as a public health issue.
Absolutely, and you know, there's you know, obviously the horrible data: 44,000 people were killed on the roads of the U.S. last year. That means 120 people will die today on the U.S. roads. We think about half of those are distracted, although they're often underreported. But there's also an economic impact. I mean, if we just looked at the financials of this, NHTSA estimates the loss of life and crashes are somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 billion per year. So there's an incredible financial incentive, as well as, of course, the just horrific loss of human life that we should really be focused on. And these are preventable. That's there's no question that some of the initiatives outlined in our article would really bring us, I believe, to at least a 30% reduction if we could just get energy around them.
You remind us, we're with Steve Kiefer, founder of the Kiefer Foundation, the hands-free people. Regulators, legislators, as you put it, play a crucial role in setting and enforcing standards to ensure road safety. Achieving that 30% reduction in fatalities you mentioned, Steve, will require immediate implementation and strict enforcement of the traffic laws, but particularly those related to speeding, seatbelt use, and your distracted and impaired driving. Legislation that makes it illegal to hold a mobile device while driving an automobile is now in place in 31 states, thanks to you, including our own state. That should be making a difference that we can now see.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our data says that in the states that implement these laws, we get about a 10 to 20% reduction in crashes and fatalities. I'm very pleased that here in Michigan, over this last year, it's been just over 1 year, it was the July or June 30th that we implemented the law, distractions were down on average a little over 12% based on our telematics data. But even better than that, the most recent month, June of this year, just last month, distractions were down 19.7%. So I know most of your listeners would say, hey, we still see it on the roads all the time. It's definitely true. But we know that we've had an impact with these laws. And, you know, I would just say that what we see in every state, the effectiveness of the law is really about how well the awareness campaign is rolled out and how well the enforcement is implemented. And that's really what we got to continue to focus on to get all of these states over that sort of 20% reduction.
It's a big deal, but, you know, you might argue with people, but really the auto industry has been very much focused on vehicle safety for over 100 years, focusing on the crashworthiness, investment in automotive technology that saved thousands of lives. Still, more has to be done, and we keep getting teased with how much better the smart vehicles will be. They don't exist yet, Mr. Tesla over there. But when we consider that, if that ever really gets going and the wires are laid in the highways and everything is done and driving is completely manipulated by computers, it's supposed to help a lot. But I just don't know how far away that is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that we've been optimistic that it's, you know, it's always about 5 to 10 years out. You know, I do believe that maybe our grandchildren or great grandchildren will say, you know, I can't believe they let you drive those things. And maybe it'll be kind of like horseback riding of the last century. But in the meantime, what's great about the work that's being done there, there's so much technology that's being developed right now to support that, whether it's LiDAR technology, advanced radar and camera technology, these driver monitoring systems that are implemented in some of the semi-autonomous cars that we use today, like the General Motors vehicles with Super Cruise. These things are watching your eyes and making sure you're focused on the road. They alert you if you're drowsy or if you're distracted. In the future, we think they'll even be able to identify impaired, drunk, and drugged drivers. These things could be implemented and rolled out across the entire fleet immediately and would have a huge impact. So there is a role here that the auto industry plays, and usually that happens through legislation led by NHTSA. So we're really pushing that path because, you know, the implementation of some of the well-known technology across the entire fleet would, of course, save thousands of lives each year, and we're hoping we can get more activity around that as well.
Well, Steve Kiefer, for these reasons and more, the Kiefer Foundation is in the process of building a multidisciplinary task force of leaders from the government, the automotive community, private institutions, insurance companies, healthcare, and education to attack what we said at the beginning and really say again, is a national epidemic that is, in the end, preventable through the work of people like you, Steve. Thank you for your work. Always a pleasure. Please keep in touch. Let us know how we can help.
Thanks so much, Paul W. And if any of your listeners are interested, please have them reach out to mkiefer.org. They can become part of the coalition. Help us before it happens to your families.
Say it again. Did you say M as in Mitchell Kiefer?
M as in Mitchell Kiefer, mkiefer.org. And there's a contact us button there. Please get involved. Become part of the coalition, no matter what part of the industry or world you're participating in. Help us out before it happens to one of your loved ones.
Steve Kiefer, founder of the Kiefer Foundation. We continue on WJR.